Evening, folks. It is 6:30, and we are waiting for news on when, or I am waiting for news on when Frankie's arriving. I hate this because they said Monday, and I said, yeah, that's fine. And she said, we'll come to you after tea if that's all right. Yeah, okay, fair enough. So she said, I'll ring you when we and tell you when we're going to leave. But the thing is, you're sort of waiting then from about 5 o'clock. I've been thinking, hopefully any minute now they'll ring or they'll just turn up, because obviously I gave them my address and everything. So I said to Chris, I said, if I start a boo, that sometimes encourages things to happen.
It has done the last few times.
Well, yeah, because it did the last that when I did it when I was waiting for my Hans McCaw to arrive. He rang just as I was going to finish the boo, and said that he was running late. And then the other night we were waiting for a takeaway, and I thought, if I do a boo, it'll arrive. And sure enough, it did. So my thinking was that if I start a boo about this, they will either turn up or ring me. I don't think I'm going to be so lucky though a third time.
Never know.
So we've been cleaning birds and hoovering downstairs, and I've washed my towels, and now we're just waiting.
My hand got a bit hot on a very hot vacuum cleaner. Mm. That thing was to scorch your hand, I'll never know, but it almost did.
It's only a handheld vacuum cleaner. It's quite a good one. It's a corded one rather than a cordless, but it gets very hot.
I was probably holding it wrong.
But anyway,
silly me.
It's not going to happen, so I think I might. I won't send this because it's not that interesting.
No.
I think I might pause it and give you updates as and when, as it were.
It's about the only thing we can do.
Yes, but no, they're not going to ring in the boo, so. I was really hoping my phone would start ringing. Knowing my luck, it will, and it'll be some bugger else. And I hate that. Yeah, do you agree, Rio? Do you hate it too?
I think she does.
Yeah, I think she does. Right, I will come back and speak to you in a bit. Right, it is 9 o'clock, and guess what? Still no bird. They did ring me about 6:45. And he said, we're still bringing her to you. He said, we're waiting for my brother to arrive from Scotland. No, my cousin, sorry, not my brother. So he said, as soon as he gets here, we'll set off. He said, we will be with you before 8 o'clock, if that's all right. I said, yeah, no problem. So I did a something to eat. And like I said, it's 9 o'clock now. And still no bird. And no word as to say whether they've left. Whether they are leaving. It gets to the point you think, right, you either need to just turn up. Or just ring me and tell me that you're not coming tonight. But either way, it's getting ridiculous now. I hate things like this. I really do. I think Chris is asleep.
Not quite. He could almost be enough for waiting.
I don't know. It's just... Oh, because there's nothing you can do. You're just waiting. Honestly, it's bloody ridiculous. You know, I don't know whether they've left and they're on their way, whether they're still waiting for this bloody cousin to arrive. I don't know.
He's leaving the house, he's letting him bang on the door until he gets back.
Oh. I'd almost rather now, I think, they rang and said, look, it's too late now, can we bring her tomorrow or Wednesday or whatever? Yes, it would be a pain, but at least I wouldn't have to wait any longer. So, yeah. Thank you, clock. I'll wait for that to stop and then I'll pause this again and come back when I know more. If I know more. I'm sorry, I'm going to give it till 9:30 and then I'm going to ring. And see if they answer and find out what the hell's going on. Well, you rang at 7:15 and said we'd be with you before 8:00. It's now 9:00.
I think you've got good reason.
You know, you sort of think, well, how long do I wait?
Well, I think you've got pretty good grounds to try.
Maybe I will.
At least we'll know.
Well, yeah. It's just, I mean, I'd rather she did come tonight because, you know, if they're the type of people that do this, then I don't really want to spend another night bloody waiting. Another evening waiting. I just want her to come, drop her off and leave. Of course, the poor bird now is going to be, because I've had to put the light on, so that, because I didn't want her coming in. Well, they can't bring her in the dark anyway. But, you know, as soon as they've gone, I'm going to have to sort of wait kind of 30 minutes or so, and then turn the light off, and make sure they all settle down. So, I prefer a bird to get here when it's light, so that they've got time to kind of adjust a little bit to where they are before it gets dark. Oh, go away, fly. You're getting on my nerves as well. You're not helping. Pee off. Go away. Right, I'm going to pause this. I'll come back in a bit. Right, folks. I at long last have my Frankie. After that, the last part of this boo, I rang them. I thought, well, it's 9:00. Come on, guys. And the lady answered, and she said, are they not with you yet? And I said, no. I said, they have left then, have they? She said, oh, yeah, she's all in the cage. She's in the car. She's on her way to you. I said, okay, no problem. I said, that's fine. It's just that it's getting quite late. And, you know, I just wanted to check what was happening and whether everything was all right. Anyway, Chris and I then decided to go and wait down the bottom of the steps because sometimes this place can be a bit of a bugger to find. So we went down there and my phone rang because I took it with me. And it was the guy, oh, Kendall's drinking. Oh, no. He's preening. Oh, is Frankie drinking?
Oh.
Oh, it is.
Yes,
sir. Oh. Bless her. I'm lost. I don't know where you are. And I thought, oh, dear. Of course, I said, the problem, because you said I'm on Wash Diet Lane and I don't know where you are. Typical Hull accent. No offence to anyone from Hull, but it's just quite an interesting accent because don't know becomes don't know. It's just, I just find this accent quite fascinating. I don't know why. So I'm not taking the mick out of anyone from Hull, honest. But then, you know, people do take the mick out of us Welsh. So if you can say, there's tidy, then I can say, I don't know. But anyway, well, it's right. Oh, you can say, oh, lovely boyo.
I'm guilty of
tidy. Well, yeah, that's it. So I said, right, the problem is, I said, I'm visually impaired. I said, so it's difficult for me to give you directions. And also, I said, I haven't lived in this area that long myself. You know, it's only been since the beginning of this year. So, you know, if I was in Pontypool in Wales, if they said, I'm by St. Luke's Church and I don't know where you are, I could say, right, go up St. Luke's Road, turn left onto blah, blah, blah. And I could give them directions probably, but I can't hear. Or I could say, right, you're right by me, you need to go down there. And anyway, he said, right, I'll find you, don't panic. So I'm trying to explain to him what he was looking out for and stuff. Right, okay. Anyway, about 7-8 minutes later, I would say, they turned up. And he said, you know, he said, we were literally about 100 yards from you when I called. I was like, oh, no. So they brought her in. And, of course, because she was kept in a cat box, she now won't go in one. So they had to transport her in her cage, which is a very nice cage, actually. It's very similar to Kendall's. Not quite the same, but similar. And she was on his hand and she was giving him kisses and... he did sort of say, oh, she's not overly keen on women. I said, oh, dear. And he said, oh, no, she's not nasty or anything. He said, she won't bite. He said, just out of the two, she does prefer men. So it's going to be, I think it's going to have to be a situation where I'm going to have to be her sole carer, which I know I would be, but it's going to, I'm going to have to try and gain her trust. But I mean, I've been up to her cage talking to her, and she's been doing that, which is her kiss noise, which is really sweet. Hello, and Harold. It's 10:15 now. Yeah. And I put her water in. Now I had a bird in Brighton, which is another story, and I couldn't touch his cage. If I touched his cage, he was cage territorial. So if I touched his cage, he would come straight down quick as lightning and he would grab your finger. You couldn't, I had to feed him wearing oven gloves. I will talk about that on another boo if anyone's interested. But she's not like that. She's not cage territorial. She's just out of the two sexes, she prefers the male, as it were. So she probably is a hen, I would say. But she's just had a drink, and she's now grinding her beak, which is, they say, they do it to condition the beak. They sort of rub the two parts of the beak together. But they do also say they do it when they're content. So she can't be feeling that unsettled. I suppose she's in her own cage, so although she's in a different place, she's not in a different cage, so it's, she's surrounded by familiar things, I suppose. She hasn't got any toys, which I'm a bit peeved about. I said, does she like toys? And his answer was, yeah, but she destroys them. And I thought, yes, that's what African grey parrots do. They are by nature destructive. If you give them a rope or a wooden toy, their natural reaction is to destroy it. So I thought, well, yeah. So I will have to find her some toys at some point soon. I may have to do an order from offer online, but anyway, that's beside the point. That doesn't apply to this boo, really. So yes, she is here. So look out for Frankie-related boos. I will see if she wants to come out tomorrow. Of course, like Smokey, she can't fly at the moment because she hasn't got many feathers. I mean, he looked at Smokey and I said, oh, he's a chewer as well. And he said, he doesn't look as bad as she did when I first had her. I said, oh, really? He said, honestly, he said she looked like a cut chicken. He said she looked awful. So, because he's quite fluffy, but she must have chewed all that off as well then, Chris. Wow. She must have got right down to the skin, bless her. Mm. Oh, wow.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I mean, she cringed.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Ooh. So, yeah. I will send this boo off now at long last. And after ages and ages of waiting, I have my bird. So, I know you can't hear her doing anything on this boo, but she probably won't do anything. I don't know whether she'll do anything tomorrow. She may.
Probably will once the other ones get going.
Yeah, that might encourage her to chat a little bit. I have been informed that she does swear a little bit. apparently when this guy's son walked into the room, she used to say, effing boy. And she'll say, effing hell. Yeah. Okay, right. So she doesn't do it much. Yes.
She might forget about it.
I do try not to swear too much in front of the birds if I can help. I mean, sometimes it slips out and you can't help it. But he said she didn't really get that from me. He said she was swearing when I got her. She must have lived in a house where it was every other word. I suppose it would have to be for a bird to pick it up. Anyway, I will send this off, folks, and I'll speak to you all soon.